Good morning. Welcome to worship on this gloriously beautiful Sunday morning. We got a little rain last night. Now the sun's coming out. It's going to be a beautiful day in the house of the Lord. Some announcements before we begin. First of all, I must tell you in advance that owing to my lung condition and seasonal allergies, it seems I'm coughing a little bit more than normal today. So please bear with me. I will do my very best to keep it under control. Beginning on Wednesday, we will have Holy Communion available here at St. Olaf from 5 until 6 p.m. out in front of the main entrance. And there are details on this in your visitor, so make sure to refer to that. On the 30th of September, from 6 to 7 p.m., we'll be hosting the fall kickoff for the Children's Ministry Program here at St. Olaf. Currently, because of COVID, the evening meal will not be served. And lastly, there will be an ice cream social in honor of Emily Wickner, our new Christian Education Director. And that is planned for Friday, September 18th from 4 to 6. Once again, we'll meet outside the main entrance of the church, and you can meet Emily and have some tasty ice cream. Conflict is a part of relationships and life in the community. Jesus' words in today's gospel are often used in situations having to do with church discipline. The prophet Ezekiel tells of warning the wicked to turn from their ways, and Paul reminds us that love is the fulfilling of the law. We gather in the name of Christ, assured that he is present among us with gifts of peace and reconciliation. Please stand as we begin our worship with a brief order for confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us all confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn, number 532, Gather Us In, we will sing verses 1, 2, and 4. Here in this place the new light is streaming. Now is the darkness vanished away. See in this space our fears and our dreamings brought here to you in the light of this day. Gather us in, the lost and forsaken. Gather us in, the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken. We shall arise at the sound of our name. We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in the rich and the haughty, gather us in the proud and the strong. Give us a heart so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song. Not in the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away. Here in this place, the new light is shining. Now is the kingdom and now is the day. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together. Fire of love in our flesh and our bones. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Let us pray. O Lord God, enliven and preserve your church with your perpetual mercy. Without your help, we mortals would fail. Remove far from us everything that is harmful, and lead us toward all that gives life and salvation, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated.
The first reading is from the book of Ezekiel, 33rd chapter, beginning at the 7th verse. So you, mortal, I have made a sentinel for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked ones, you will surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn away from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but their blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn away from their ways, and they do not turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now you, mortal, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, our transgressions and our sins weigh upon us, and we waste away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from the book of Romans, 13th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now, the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Word of God, word of life. May we rightly understand and boldly apply God's word.
The gospel reading for today is from the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. The Gospel of our Lord. Be seated. Please join me in prayer. O God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Headlines from the news today. Police use pepper spray during Republican National Convention protests. Three shot, two fatally, during Wisconsin protests. Trump refers to fallen U.S. soldiers as losers and suckers. Seven police officers suspended as a black man's suffocation roils Rochester, New York. Iran unveils locally made ballistic and cruise missiles amid tension with the United States. As the saying goes, Houston, we have a problem. It seems the whole world is fighting against someone or something. It gets to the point where I don't even want to watch the news in the evening because it's only aggression and name-calling and suspected this and arrested that. Honestly, I cannot remember a time where so much turmoil was so widespread. Well, there will always be wars and rumors of wars. Jesus said so in Matthew 24, verse 6. But it has been a long, long time, probably at least 50 years or more, since our own country seemed so divided and at war with itself. How did we get so far apart? What is it that sets men against each other? Even men who have known each other for many years. Why is it we can't seem to come together for our own sakes? Today's scripture readings had me kind of stumped at first. I was trying to find a common theme to bind together into a sermon, and I really struggled. Those of you who have heard me preach before know that I prefer to preach the good news, the gift of salvation through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I think that hearing this message often enough can be an inspiration for you to do a little preaching yourselves. Or maybe that's just wishful thinking. Anyway, in thinking through these passages in Ezekiel, Romans, and Matthew, I hit upon something. And it's not something I normally do, but in this case, I thought it was the right something to do. In Ezekiel chapter 33, we find the people of God returning to their homeland after their second exile to Babylon. They've been gone for a long, long time. Their city and their temple have been destroyed, but now they're happy to be free. They're planning to rebuild the temple and begin life as a nation once again. But God knows their nature. They can't obey Him, at least not continually. At the first sign of trouble, they whine and complain and eventually desert God. It happened over and over and over in the desert. It happened over and over and over under a long line of kings and prophets. And even though God delivers them time and time again, it doesn't seem to help their loyalty to Him. And so God warns Ezekiel that he must be the messenger and be guard over His people. When God speaks to them, He will do so through Ezekiel. And it's Ezekiel's duty to deliver those messages firmly and loudly. If the Jews fail to obey God, then they will suffer. And if Ezekiel doesn't warn them, then he, Ezekiel, will suffer too. Now this made me think of Genesis 4, verse 9. Cain has slain his brother Abel in anger and jealousy, and God, knowing full well what has happened, asks Cain where Abel is. And Cain replies, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" The combination of Cain's lie, along with his cavalier attitude as to Abel's whereabouts, infuriated God. He cursed Cain and cast him out. I think these two events are kind of similar. In Cain's case, God is implying that men should, in fact, be their brother's keepers. As he watches over us, we are to watch over each other. Wouldn't you feel better knowing all your Christian brothers and sisters were watching out for you? I know I would. And God is pretty much putting the fate of the Jews into Ezekiel's hands by holding him responsible for warning the Jews of his wrath. In verse 11, God says that Ezekiel should tell them to, and I quote here, turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? End quote. So how does this fit into the beginning of my sermon when I was talking about the world in turmoil? It's not that hard to figure out. Most tension between two people is caused by selfishness. We can only see our own point of view. And too often, we disregard how the other person feels. If we stop, and I mean literally stop and think about how that other person is feeling and how they are, in fact, a person just like we are, then the whole picture changes. In Romans chapter 12, Paul writes one of the finest blueprints for living one's life that I have ever read. Among other things, Paul says, and again I quote, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." Now think about those words. There's nothing in there that's tremendously difficult, at least most of the time. But so often we fail even at this easy task. Love one another with brotherly affection. I'm sure most of you have good friends with whom you share that kind of a bond. I would guess most of us here at St. Olaf probably view each other that way. Why don't we extend that view to all the people we meet? Or, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. See, it depends on you. And I'll let you in on a little secret. The more you do that, the easier it gets. Now let's look at the passage from Romans that we read today. That passage comes immediately after the chapter I just told you about. And in this chapter, Paul is talking about authority and the law. For the Jews, the law was everything. They had based their laws on God's direction, and it guided everything they did and said and thought. But the fact was, they couldn't abide by those laws, at least not all the time. Sometimes they tweaked the law so it fit what they wanted. Sometimes it was just too doggone hard. So God decided that these chosen people of his We're not going to be able to obey his laws. And he sent his son to die for them, to put paid to everything, once and for all. And even after this fantastic gift, even after God told them their righteousness was given to them and didn't have to be earned, they still felt the compunction to try to obey the law. And this is a recurring theme in Paul's writings. We are not bound to the law now because God has redeemed all of us from the death of one man. All he asks is that we love him and each other. Love each other. Every single one. If we do this, then as Paul writes in verse 10, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. See? As the Beatles so simply and eloquently said in their hit song, all you need is love. That's it. Can it really be that simple? You bet it can. Love means no hate. Love means no stealing or killing or jealousy or spite. If we love, we don't do those things. And trust me when I tell you that love is so much easier than the alternative. Love doesn't build walls or hold grudges. It doesn't split families or cause wars. It won't create enemies or call names. It can't. So when you hear of the trouble and the tension in our world, and you wonder what it is you can do about it, just remember Ezekiel and the Apostle Paul and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can fulfill the law and make sure your neighbor doesn't have to face God's wrath. You can become a real disciple of the First Order. You can save the world a little at a time. All you need is love. Amen. Hymn 713, O God of every nation. I didn't even look. Verses 1, 3, and 4. Thank you, Jason.
Lord, strengthen all who live. From fear of rattling saber, from dread of war's increase, when hope and courage falter, Lord, let your voice be heard. With faith that none can alter, your servants undergird. Keep bright in us the vision of days when war shall cease, when hatred and division give way to love and peace, till dawns the morning glorious, where truth and love shall reign, and Christ shall rule victorious o'er all the world's domain.
Please stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray now for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all according to their needs. Lord, in our split and divided world, help us be messengers of unity and preachers of love and peace. Give us the courage to go forth with your word, that all people may turn to you. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we ask your blessing on those who are trying so desperately to come up with a vaccine for this COVID. We ask your healing hand be upon them, that they may succeed and once again bring our world back to normal. Lord, in your mercy. O God, as our farmers begin the harvest, watch over them in the fields, keep them alert and safe, bring them in with a big harvest. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we ask your healing hand on all those who suffer in both body and spirit. We especially bring to you today Judy Lang, Gary Wiedenfeld, Curtis Stover and family, Tim Brainerd, Rosemary Stickrod, Teresa Copps, Chad Cooker, Eric Bigness, Lindy Krug, and Herbert Miller's family and friends. Give them a measure of your healing grace and keep them steadfast in their faith. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Father, we commit all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. You may be seated. At this time, we will receive our offering for the mission and ministry. This can be done at paypal.me /St. Olaf FD, or it can be done at the Vanco app or by dropping it in our offering plate on your way out. You can also mail a check to the church. We appreciate your good gifts as they further share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let us pray. God of goodness and growth, all creation is yours, and your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. Water and word, wine and bread, these are signs of your abundant grace. Nourish us through these gifts, that we might proclaim your steadfast love in our communities and in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our strength and our song. Amen. We join together in the prayer our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, bless you and keep you in eternal love. Amen. Our closing hymn, Sent Forth by God's Blessing, number 547.
Sent forth by God's blessing, our truth faith confessing, the people of God from this dwelling take leave. The supper is ended, oh now be extended, the fruits of this service in all who believe. The shall blossom in action for God and for all. Your grace shall incite us, your love shall unite us to work for your kingdom and answer your call.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.